Now, last week, if you were with the program, you know that Cody, being a, are you a millennial? Is that what you are?
Technically,
you're a millennial.
Reluctantly.
And Steve will back me up on this. Cody was blaming the economy for just about everything, from climate change to people walking too slowly on the street to just about everything, right?
How do you do climate change?
I don't know, but he blamed the economy
for
everything.
It's because of the economy, yeah.
The economy. He just blamed the economy.
Definitely.
Really?
I didn't cotton to his thinking because I think while there are certainly people who are still struggling in the economy, and there's certain things that are always rough in the economy, I believed, was taking a turn for the better. And now I have actual proof. That's right, Cody. You and your millennial brethren can just stick this in your pipe and smoke it. The economy is on the upturn. You know how I know?
Because it's written on paper.
Right. It's written on paper, but it's based on science.
Oh, is it science? Are we going to edutain?
Well, I don't know about that, but it is science!
Hmm.
More people are buying luxury toilet paper.
That was awesome. Do that again.
Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Science.
Yay.
Reverb.
That's right. Listen, it's a parlor trick. It's nothing fancy. It's, you know, I'm not reinventing the wheel. I'm just reinventing science.
You're not a warlock?
Listen, I've been called a lot worse, Laura. And probably right before the show. And probably during the show.
I'm a warlock.
Well, you have a cloak.
I do.
Are you really a warlock?
That's why I have a cloak,
That's
Brian.
Because you're a warlock?
Yes.
Now,
he seems more like a wizard.
Thank you.
He is wizardly.
Can I ask a dumb question of the
sure.
day, though?
I don't...
What does toilet paper have to do with the economy?
Hang on, Mr. Trying to get things back on track.
Well, it's going off. I'm trying to help you
I know you are. Luxury toilet paper sales reached $1.4 billion last year. That's $1.4 billion on luxury toilet paper, which they, the Washington Post, this article, and Washington Post, that's a big time paper. That's not some blogger. That's a real newspaper. Journalism. It's the cushy, quilted, and scented varieties. That's what makes toilet paper luxury.
Oh, so basically any toilet paper that's not sandpaper.
No, come on. There's a lot of toilet papers that are not not plush.
Like, yeah, that are sand. And they're like super thin. They're like
sure,
tissue
super thin,
paper
like
thin.
A Scott's Scott tissue, very
yeah,
thin.
You,
but you get.
Well, it's like when you pull off the highway and you go into the bathroom off the highway and the rest stop. That's rough stuff.
And it only gives you like one
rough,
square at a time.
Rough.
It stops.
Yeah, it's industrial toilet paper, yeah. But there's other kinds. I mean, if you go to any toilet paper retailer near you, there's a million kinds of toilet paper. I have my preference, but I switched my preference due to cost. So maybe, is it the economy? Is that why I switched?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. All right, so luxury toilet paper sales reached $1.4 billion, outselling regular toilet paper for the first time in 10 years, according to the Washington Post, citing data from market research company Euromonitor International. Imagine if that's your gig. I just report on data, toilet paper data. Really? How was your day? Well, you know how it was. Started with an S. It was not the best day. That's how that was. Luxury toilet paper sales have grown more than 70% since 2000 and are expected to grow another 9% over the next 5 years, which, Cody, a leading economic indicator, luxury toilet paper.
Not true.
I tend to differ. When I was young, and now, you know, I was not we were not flush with cash. I have four siblings. My mom and dad were both educators, so we did not have tons of dough rolling in. And we used the thin, almost translucent toilet paper. But because it's so thin, you have to use much more of it. So I don't know if the cost balanced out. Analysts say that while luxury toilet paper is more expensive than regular toilet paper, it doesn't break the bank for most consumers, which means it's a small luxury many Americans feel they can afford. I believe it to be a necessity because I'm delicate in all areas, especially certain ones. And I think this is the kind of... It's like buying good shoes.
It's like going to the spa.
Well, I guess. I see a spa as more indulgent. I see this as a necessity because if I'm uncomfortable, if I'm chafed or rubbed the wrong way, I'm going to have a bad day. And everybody around me is going to have a bad day. It's like if you wear ill-fitting shoes. You're cranky all day. So if you use good toilet paper, everything else is just gravy.
It elevates your mood.
It does. Oh, it does indeed. Let's see. That's why experts say luxury toilet paper sales may even be a sign of economic strength, Cody. The last time the luxury brands outsold generic toilet paper, man, who's using generic toilet paper? You might as well just get a tree branch and just go to town, because that's luxury toilet paper is rough stuff. That's hardcore. But the last time luxury brands outsold generic toilet paper were in 2005 and 2000, both boom years for consumer spending. So there you go, Cody. What do you think of that?
I can debunk it.
How?
I can debunk it after the break.
After the break, you will debunk my science?
I can.
Or my science? More people are buying luxury toilet paper, which is leading people to believe that that is an economic indicator and that things are going well. Now, before we went to break, you said you could debunk this. I think this is great. Again, the numbers, $1.4 billion last year spent on luxury toilet paper, has grown more than 70% since 2000, expected to grow another 9% over the next 5 years.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
And?
I don't dispute that data, but I dispute causation is not the... What's the phrase?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Causation and correlation are not the same thing.
I see.
I believe that those statistics... All right, listen, here's the deal.
Here's the thing. If the economy is better, people have more money. If they have more money, they're going to spend a little more on things that that otherwise may be something where they would cut costs. Perhaps instead of buying Pepsi or Coke, you buy a lesser brand soda.
Yes, I see.
Or a pop. Or if you're going to buy... You know, if you're going to buy a bathroom, you're going to buy Kleenex, you're going to buy, or Band-Aids or whatever, you're going to buy the name brand, you're going to buy the top tier.
Yes, I see what you're trying to say, you're trying to correlate. However, there is feminism, you've heard of that?
I don't cotton to it, but I've heard of it.
Sure, well, okay, there are more women in the workforce,
uh-huh.
There are more self-independent, self-sufficient, earning women, and to whom is toilet paper the most important? In the
cartoon
world.
Bears?
I would say, well, other than their livelihoods, I would say that IRL, or in real life, as it were, women just need better toilet paper than men, right?
So why?
Because they use it more often.
Okay.
They use it every time
sure,
they go.
Sure, all right, I get that.
Men use it once in a while.
Right.
So I'm saying that because more women are in the workplace, they're doing their own shopping, they're living alone, they're being more independent.
You're saying the ladies are buying more luxury toilet paper.
I'm saying that now that more ladies are the breadwinners, and they're more career women, and there's more women being self-reliant and all those things, that they are now going out and purchasing better toilet paper, because men don't care. And I think...
I dispute that. I dispute
overall,
that 100%.
I bought the toilet paper today at the grocery store, and I looked it over for probably about 15 minutes.
Really?
Wow.
You bet.
And was your decision...
It wasn't only price.
I was going to say, it was probably texture.
There was the quilted, there was the double quilted, there are ones that are as big as a grapefruit, there's
right.
other ones that are as big, you know, about half a grapefruit. I went for like 3/4 grapefruit size... roll.
I like the bigger rolls. I feel like I'm getting a better value.
That's
even though I may
like.
Not be.
And comfort is important.
Comfort is always important.
Absolutely.
Yeah. See, Cody, I don't know what you're using at the house, but comfort
and
is important.
And I got a 36 roll monster package.
Really?
Yep.
Did you bulk shop, or was this at a regular
this
retailer?
I'm not going to mention the name, but it was a basic store.
Just a basic
we
store.
We had to put it in the bottom of the cart because I put it in the cart. My wife says, where are we going to put the rest of the stuff?
I love buying that kind of stuff. We always buy that product in bulk.
Yes.
We always, because you never, that's one thing you never want to run out of.
100
never.
Rolls or so?
I buy about 100 rolls. I buy the industrial case.
Hey,
I go to an industrial supplier.
I actually do.
Do you really?
I have had to restock toilet paper once since moving into my apartment 2 years ago.
Well,
whoa.
he lives by himself.
You order from Amazon. Well,
you order from Amazon?
Oh, are you
Amazon,
one of those people primed?
Yeah,
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. A giant box shows up with like 100 rolls of toilet paper. I don't have to go to stores to buy a toilet paper.
And there was no delivery charge.
Yeah, exactly.
So you wow. And then you don't, you know, I mean, there's no embarrassment
what
buying toilet paper.
What if it gets lost
paper?
In the mail, though? You're in trouble.
Yeah, really. What if you're waiting and all of a sudden
what if
Amazon
you get a girlfriend
is,
and you run out?
Something goes wrong.
It's like, honey, can you run down to the store and get a roll or two? And you're like, nope, waiting for my Prime.
Gotta go. The drone will be bringing my toilet paper soon.
The amount I'm getting is pretty excessive.
That seems like a lot.
You have storage space for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his bedroom. His whole bedroom is just stacked wall to wall. He pretends it's a fort.
He sleeps on it. It's his bed.
He's like Elsa in Frozen. It's just his or Superman. It's his fortress of solitude. He pretends it's all ice, and he's just surrounded by toilet paper rolls.
I don't actually have a box spring. I just use toilet paper rolls.
Really? All right, Eric's been holding on. Let's get to him on our previous topic. Hi, Eric.
I have found the holy grail of toilet paper, or however you want to call it.
All right.
And I found this by mistake because I ran out of toilet paper, but what was in reach was my child's flushable wipes.
Well, they have flushable wipes?
Yeah. Yeah, like flushable moist wipes.
Yeah.
And you can get them at like a Dollar General or Dollar Tree for like a buck. And they get like 80 in a thing, in a package. You get like the refills, you know, for the big container. They're fantastic.
Really? And you can flush those? I thought you were supposed to just throw them in the diaper pail.
Some you do, but you have to look. There's ones that have like the do not enter thing, you know, the circle with the cross going through like a toilet.
Yeah.
You got to look for them. You got to look for the flushable ones.
All right.
I've been using them. I use them. They're fantastic.
Listen, Eric, thank you for the tip. That's, listen, we're all about educating the public and who knows how.